Disney's PR poisoned Snow White premieres in far-flung location. With limited press, no Gal Gadot, disappointed cast member. By Jerome Hudson on March 13, 2025. Another day, another disastrous news cycle for Disney's Snow White. Disney kicked off promotion in earnest for its troubled $300 million live-action remake. Not with an extravagant, press-packed red carpet event in Los Angeles. But, 5,700 miles away from Hollywood in Segovia, Spain, on Wednesday. Star Rachel Zegler and director Mark Webb attended the event that was limited to little press and no co-star in Gal Gadot. It's the first of a few tightly coordinated events Disney is planning, with another set for March 15. Again, few media outlets have been invited. A few photographers, no normal Q&A, but Gadot is scheduled to attend. The thick cloud of horrible headlines hovering over this slow-motion train wreck is getting darker by the day. Martin Kleba, who voices the character Grumpy, says he's disappointed that the Zegler-led controversies surrounding the film have resulted in Disney downplaying its premiere. "I was a little disappointed. I'm not disappointed in Disney. I'm disappointed in the world," Kleba told the New York Post. "We've come to this place in society where people work really hard on this movie. Where Mark Webb, the director, is probably 4 years into putting this together. Along with the producers and Disney, and just because a couple of people have views that not everybody feels the same way. Now we're having to alter the fun part of making a movie, which is premieres," he said, adding that he loves the film and hopes it has major box office success. "So I'm a little bummed, but I understand it as well," Kleba said. "Disney is one of the greatest production companies of all time. So you gotta be really careful in today's world. So I see why they did it." Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News Entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.